This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm thinking back as we start tonight's Robert Scott Bell Show to the time when Super Don, you and I were teenagers going to concerts. I remember all those years ago, we would go to concerts. And, you know, the worst that we were thinking is we would get, like, in trouble from our parents for staying out too late or if we were drinking or, you know, doing carousing, doing something. There was never a thought that we'd go to a concert and there would be a bomb exploding, you know, when you leave it. I mean, you think about that. As I just, gosh, we got, you know, lots of listeners in Great Britain, of course, and out of Manchester, the Ariana Grande concert, last night, another disastrous terrorist attack. And, man, I just think of that, having kids now, of course, which I do, I don't think I'd send them to concerts in certain areas. And it's like, you don't want the terrorists to win. That's what they say. Well, you got to keep going about your own business like they're not there. Well, that's not really smart. If you ask me, I mean, it's not the way you're defeated by terrorists if you lose your freedom. And, you know, we have descended into a police state in an Orwellian observation state since 9/11 2001. And I think that to me is this, you know, is there a way that you can balance out security and privacy? You know, I'm really not willing to give up certain things for liberty. And of course, was it Ben Franklin, others of the founding fathers, had this idea, this concept that those who would give up liberty for security deserve neither. So it's a difficult subject.
It's a tough one. And, you know, for somebody like you or me versus say, well, you know, I wouldn't want to give up going to a concert or like that. You know, our opinion is going to be somewhat different than say a parent in Manchester right now.
Sure.
You don't know until you're in that position. But it's like, how do you protect yourself from that? I mean,
I'm not the first one to say this, but if someone's willing to die to kill people, there isn't a way unless you can spot them before it happens.
No, that's kind of in the world that we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of weird to think about the difference between, you know, how it is now versus when we were kids, right?
Sure, but it's a reflection on the lack of value that we place in human life. I don't mean you or me specifically, but certain folks on this planet have a lack of, let's say, a value system that's so corrupted that human life means little or nothing to them. Now, I want to say this, that 9/11 2001 didn't change anything, didn't change human nature, didn't change history. It's the same planet, it's the same people, and it's the same history. But what we were convinced, or some of us were, is that, oh, wait, now we really have to give up this idea of liberty because liberty is dangerous. And I think that's the wrong message. It's the message of the so-called overlords that want us to live in fear. So I'm not advocating living in fear, but I am advocating living in full consciousness, which means having your spider senses intact and engaged so that when you are out and about or oot and a boot, if you're in Canada, that you're sensitive to your surroundings, and I don't mean just visually and auditorily, but I mean intuitively. That gut-brain, gut-heart connection, that spiritual connection to the source of all sources. And to me, this is beyond maybe they do train this in the martial arts. I guess in some of them they do, where they have that spiritual side of the things. But that kind of radar thing that it, you know, was relegated to superheroes like Spider-Man, when I say spider senses. And so I'm asking all of you that if you haven't developed those senses that you should be focusing, this is a woulda, shoulda, coulda now, but I'm talking about the future, you should be engaged in sensitizing yourself to your surroundings, wherever you go, whenever you are out, especially in crowds. And this doesn't mean, oh, Robert, you want us all to be paranoid. Listen, it's not paranoia if somebody's really out to get you, right? And if there are people that are looking to wantonly destroy and bomb and explode and kill people, it's not paranoia. It's sort of like a common sense scenario that you're out in a different world per se. You know, the illusion of total safety, which doesn't exist on planet Earth, or the illusion of total freedom, I shall say. The freedom ultimately is a spiritual thing. But I recognize that our founding fathers set this up to say, how do we manifest the maximum amount of freedom, considering that men will do evil to other men, right? That's where they said limited government to prevent those things from occurring too easily. So I'm just planting those seeds of thought today. This is really not where I wanted to open necessarily the show, but I'm compelled to communicate that spider sense concept. For those of you who are into the comic books and superheroes, you have spider senses. It's a matter of reconnecting with them. That may be setting yourself down quietly into prayerful contemplation or meditation every day to listen with your heart, right? Getting beyond the cacophony of the mind, the chatter, right? To really listen to the guidance that is there for you, for me, for all of us at any point in time. It's only whether we've developed the ears to hear, the heart to listen. Okay? So, all right, that's it. That's me preaching today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is my healing ministry. I get to do that from time to time. And one of the things I don't like to do is ask permission when none is required. I don't like to ask permission where none is required. And when it comes to healing, I am the one who argues, it's never required. Stop asking for permission. Now, maybe the only permission you need to ask is of yourself, because many times, like our good friend, our buddy, the Doc of Detox would talk about, the old tapes that would run in our heads, our parents inadvertently put them there. And it says we're not worthy. We don't deserve it, right? So maybe on that level, we'd have to give ourselves permission. But stop asking doctors for permission. Stop asking government bureaucrats for permission, the FDA, etc. Yet there are some social scientists in the psychological realm that don't want to ask permission where I think it would and should be required. There's an article in the New York Times, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and it says some social scientists are tired of asking for permission. And the headline, of course, Super Don grabbed you and go, oh boy, this is Robert's story. Right? You saw that?
Yes. That was a flag as I was going through the headlines, yes.
But, you know, if you went through Psych 101, and I embarrassingly got a psych major, but you had to conduct experiments. I had to conduct them in college, but you had to have fully informed consent. You have to ask permission of the people that you were engaged in experimenting on or with. And there's something, when you take it up beyond just like college-level psychology, and you're doing silly little experiments, maybe they're not silly, but they are in a sense. But if you're taking it out into a larger world to say, we want to conduct experiments on people, officially, maybe it's to determine whether a drug is efficacious or some technique is efficacious. You have to have not only fully informed consent, but you have to go to an institutional review board, an IRB, to really set the thing so it can be reviewed by your PhD level peers to see that the study is conducted in a way that it will actually be efficacious, will not be too dangerous. If there is a danger, you'll know what it is so you can inform the people participating of that. And so when I say no permission, don't ask for it when it's not required. When you're conducting an experiment on another human, it's required. And I think there might be even IRBs when you're engaged in experimentation on animals, although animals don't really have the capacity in this same sense to grant consent like humans do. But there's so much deception now in the pharmaceutical experimentation fields that we've covered it over the years. The idea, the goal of the drug industry is to how do we get these people to participate cheaply? Because, you know, you got to raise the rates pretty high. You've heard the commercials. We're offering you free medication and travel expenses to come and talk. Sometimes they'll offer a stipend, too. But if they go to India or Central America, they can target the people that are called in the nomenclature the therapy naive, those that don't really get you know, this concept of fully informed consent because, well, maybe they don't speak your language. Or maybe they've gotten through second or third grade, whatever it is, and they just don't know. You're sending them, here, sign this. You're like, okay, you're going to give me 100 pesos? Okay, take it. Or whatever the currency is, rupees, wherever you are. And so they target that, and they try to find ways around informed consent. Now, how have we seen this in the so-called non-experimental world every day with vaccinations? Approaching parents and saying, hey, we're going to vaccinate your kids at this well baby visit. And most people still to this day go, yes, doctor, whatever you say, doctor. Is there fully informed consent? Is there more than a one-page sheet that lists potential effects besides site injection, pain, and swelling? Are they giving the entire information, the inserts, the rate of adverse event reporting, the risk to your nervous system, the risk to your immune system, the fact that even if you have an antibody, you still might get the disease? No, that's not done. So this idea of social psychologists not wanting to ask permission of IRB boards, they want to set their own standards, it's not unprecedented because it's happening all of the time in modern medicine with pediatricians injecting toxic medicaments into little innocent babies and children, much less our elders with the flu shot every year. And Super Don, I know you have an opinion or two on this, but it's not unusual what this article is covering. The fact of the matter is it's been institutionalized, the concept of not asking for permission where it is required. Fully informed consent is not being given, and the social psychiatrists are just saying, and psychologists are just saying, hey, we want to do like the pediatricians and vaccines. Is that making any sense, Super D?
Yeah, and, yeah, you know, look, this is one of those articles. We could probably spend an hour really picking this thing apart because there's so many different directions you can go with this. What stood out for me was that these psychologists that want to do these experiments, they want to be in charge of policing themselves, okay? They want to be the ones to determine whether an experiment is benign or not, as far as the effects that it would have on somebody, whether it would be dangerous or not. But there has been example, and it's noted in this article, example after example, of where psychological tests are not benign. They can do damage mentally, emotionally, and ultimately physically. And this is something where, you know, if you're going to be messing with somebody's mind, I'd say it's no different than messing with somebody in a physiological way.
Heck yeah. No, it can mess you up. I mean, look at Skinner. Was it B.F. Skinner that did the horrible experiments to his daughter? Put her in a box or something? Or how about the monkey experiments when they gave him a wire mesh monkey mom? How it messed them up. So, I mean, yeah, you're right. Great psychological harm can set you up for life. And parents do it inadvertently to their kids all of the time. Listen, probiotics, what can they do for neurological degradation diseases? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, check it out. Links are in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. RobertScottBell.com. We got the Up Your Energy Summit. That's not what it's called, is it? Increase Your Energy.
Up Your Energy. Yeah,
right.
Increase Your Energy Summit.
Increase Your Energy Summit. Yes, that's ongoing.
And you know what?
What?
They've been doing the cliffhanger thing for like how many days now? Or it's like, you know, sign up, because listen, you do need to sign up. And if you want to sign up, it's the URL's tinyurl.com/RSVEnergySummit. And it's like today, I think today is going to be the day that you are going to be the one speaking, and they still haven't. They're like holding the best for last.
I'm the cliffhanger. We didn't intend to do that because we didn't know when it was airing. But yeah, you have time to sign up, and you can go back 72 hours and listen to folks that have already done their thing on that summit. Go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see the link, the banner. Just click it, take you there, free to sign up. Email, that's all they need, and they'll send you the link to do that. Now, more probiotic good news. It's sort of like every time I turn around, there's more I told you so's. Which is great. It's telling me that what we've been saying is starting to permeate out there in the wider world. Headline says, could advanced probiotics soon treat Parkinson's disease? And, of course, advanced, they're borrowing that from Dr. Batar, who does advanced medicine, of course. But what do they mean by advanced probiotics, and what do they mean treating Parkinson's disease? How do you mean gut bacteria? What role does the gut bacteria play in mental health or brain health at all, right? Why are you laughing?
I'm just thinking, it's like, we were talking just the other day about using the word natural, right? It's like, You put natural in front of something, people are like, oh, I want that, that's natural. I think advanced kind of works the same way.
Yeah,
it's like, if you're taking probiotics and somebody said, would you like some advanced probiotics? Oh, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I want the advanced probiotics.
Except
right?
In this article, maybe not, because advanced probiotics is referring to what? Fecal transplants, right? I'm telling you, this is true. Now, the researchers have uncovered, and this is not new to this show. We've talked about it for many years, a link between gut bacteria and the onset of Parkinson's disease. They are, you know, of course, everybody looks, hey, look, the brain. The brain's messed up. Who's looking at the gut? Well, they're finally looking at the gut. And the digestive system playing a huge role here. And, of course, we talk about the damage to the terrain itself altering the gut microbiome itself. And you can alter the gut microbiome just with one round of antibiotics. Antibiotics can set you up for Parkinson's disease. Now, this is not in the article. I'm just giving you the advance notice because 5 years from now they're going to start saying that. And you heard it first on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or second or third, but somewhere right at the top of the charts here where we are, well ahead of the mainstream media when they're reporting on medical journals and peer-reviewed literature. So they are extrapolating from some fecal transplant data that there's a microbial profile that is different in Parkinson's, right? When they go into the gut of Parkinson's patients. And maybe it's contributing to disease. We're not sure, but we're thinking about it. And in the mouse model, it's looking like it. It's looking like it. So they're actually taking human fecal material and putting it into rats. I don't know what the rats did to deserve this, but anyway. And then they're finding out if they use the microbiome material from adult humans who have neurological degradation or Parkinson's, it starts manifesting in the rats. And we've talked about replacing, for instance, the gut microbiome of someone who is obese and certain bacteria proliferate there. And they put a different form of bacteria that's in a slender person. And suddenly now the diet shifts, the desire for certain things shift, and they start losing weight. How much do we rely on the microbiome? Not enough. How much do we destroy it? Way too much. But in the end, as you'll see in this Natural Society article, one of the lead researchers says that one can imagine that one day, maybe in our lifetimes, patients will be prescribed drugs, and in the pills will be the bacteria that protect them from the disease or even maybe treat their disease symptoms.
Wait a minute.
Why wait a minute?
I don't. How do you take probiotics now?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it in a pill?
You already have the capacity to do all of that, folks.
Oh, right. But it's not a drug.
It's not part of the medical monopoly.
I see.
So, folks, the goal is to make sure that nobody makes a claim about probiotics, and if they do, it will be rendered an unapproved new drug, not proven safe or effective for any of the diseases they're claiming to treat, even if it's in the peer-reviewed literature, like in this Parkinson's study. So what they'll do is they'll regulate and relegate probiotic usage to fecal transplants and pills they call drugs, patented and jacked up 10,000%, and sold back to you through an insurance company that you're forced to participate in because that's what government does and that's what our loony leftist friends believe in. Some of those on the political right that don't believe in health freedom or healing liberty. They can stick it up their own butt.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Next hour, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay takes back the vaccine narrative. Looking forward to that. Great article linked up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. We have a phone number if you'd ever like to call us live or off the air. You can do that and leave a message. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. As well as you can leave a message right there on the website at RobertScottBell.com. Question or comment, and I'm just looking at this Super D, and it's not like I prompted planned. I just saw that somebody in Mike just dropped a message in, but it's like one of those things where all you can do is pray. Honestly, so maybe it's a prayer request. Says, my brother has leiomyosarcoma. He is just waiting to die. I feel so helpless. I'm just reading this now for the first time.
Wow.
Thinking, yeah, I mean, he's not even asking for help. It's just you feel helpless because, you know, your brother has a serious cancer that apparently they're waiting to die. And, you know, all you can do is give them that love and, that, you know, those prayers and that support, Mike. So, listen. I don't know if you ask for specific information and your brother's open to it, okay, try that. Send another message. But I'll put that out as a prayer request, Mike. All right? May the blessings be. Let's see. We've got stories coming up, and they're linked up in the show notes, and you can check this out. One of them, a headline from the Ledger says, Science Says. Right. Anytime science says, I think Simon says. I think it's a children's game. You know, science says. And of course, I see Bill Nye doing some strange stuff on TV. So it doesn't bring a lot of confidence when I see that. But it says medications prevent opioid addiction relapse. And they got a picture of Tom Price, the HHS secretary. And it's called medication-assisted treatment, known as MAT, is backed by doctors. Yet it still has skeptics. Interesting they use the term skeptic because in this case, Tom Price is skeptical of this medication-assisted treatment as the only way to go, right? Because there are people that just say there's a 12-step program like Narcotics Anonymous. I would argue that there are liver detoxification protocols, even acupuncture, that can facilitate a cleansing of the addictive chemical side of these opioids that can help you through them. We would also argue there are other non-drug approaches or semi-drug approaches, maybe you want to call it, but we can call it dietary supplement approach in terms of CBD in reduction of opioid addiction. I think that's a good thing to consider. But this seems to be almost an attack piece on Health Secretary Tom Price when he was answering a question of a reporter, and he said, you know, maybe there's a non-drug approach, right? Maybe we can do something better than methadone and buprenorphine, right, is one of these drugs that they use. And so he mentioned support for it, but Superdon, is it sort of like, are they trying to pin him in, like, because he's probably a deeply religious man? Are they going to say he believes in prayer and not in drugs? I mean,
you know,
I just kind of have this sense about it.
In all of the reading that I did on this, and yeah, this is a story, actually, this debate has been going on for, I don't know, probably a better part of a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read a few different articles on it. And, you know, I don't know that they're going after him on a religious basis.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got the drug treatment centers and the clinics that are taking him to task because this is what they do. They use these opioid drugs in order to try and wean people off of, say, heroin addiction. Okay?
Right.
And
methadone,
listen, yeah, I mean, there has been success in
sure,
doing this.
But there are a lot of failures as well. You have to acknowledge
only
way to go. And I think Tom Price is just saying, hey, man, there's some other ways to go.
Listen, he has a very strong opinion on this, that to him it doesn't make sense if you're going to take somebody off of opioids to replace one opioid for another. Now, it's
right,
a little bit of a complicated situation because when it comes to opioid addiction, that's some nasty stuff, okay? It's not like, oh, you know, I just want to quit smoking or I'd like to quit eating donuts or something, you know, where, you know, just like, okay, I'm just going to crave it for a little while, but I'll be fine. With opioid addiction, when you truly are addicted and you've been on it for a while, mm-hmm, you are physically dependent on it. And the withdrawal symptoms from opioid withdrawal can be life-threatening.
Brutal.
Okay.
Yeah. You can lose your life over withdrawal. That's true. Now,
absolutely,
I want to say how serious this is, Super Don. There's another story here. Did this get included in the notes? Because I know it was the last edition. But
yeah,
out of Ohio, this coroner, he runs out of room. I read this thing, and it was like, Ohio coroner runs out of the room because there's so many opioid deaths. I'm thinking, dude, you're a coroner. You can't run out of the room. It's your job to deal with these dead people. But he literally has run out of room for the bodies due to a spike in opioid deaths for the second time this year. This guy in Montgomery County, Ohio, 13 bodies just the other day. 12 of them were overdoses, not heroin, but opioids, FDA-approved opioid drugs. And so I look at this thing that Tom Price is saying. It's like, let's look at other things. And you know, we would argue, my gosh, let's look at detoxification. Let's look at the use of CBD or cannabis in any and all of its forms. Are you thinking it's serious enough that you can start stepping outside of the opioid for opioid drug box as a remedy? I think so. I mean, this is serious stuff. So basically, when you read this article, I'm just not even clear what they're nitpicking about at this point. It's getting so ridiculous.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I understand there are differences of opinion. I think there might be, you know, the truth to this might be somewhere in the middle where maybe, you know, in some cases it's warranted.
Yeah.
You know, in some extreme cases, but also I think there should be other alternatives, even to the, what's the other one? The naloxone?
Naltrexone. Yeah.
Or naltrexone that he's saying, well, you know, this is the one that, you know, we should be using. So, you know, I mean, I think the, not only do we need to figure out ways to get people off of them, we also need to figure out ways to keep people from getting on them.
Well, very true. And there's an article here and a news on TV on Fox News. They have Manny Alvarez, who, by the way, Dr. Manny, he apparently took over the slot where we had our friend Carol Alt doing a Healthy You. Because, you know, Carol's not a pharmaceutical gal. Dr. Manny is. But eventually they were going to have to give in to the non-pharmaceutical options because it's just getting too overwhelming. You can't hide behind the opioid addiction and everything else that drugs are doing, the third leading cause of death. The headline, are you taking too many medications? And Manny interviews Andrew Weil. Now, Weil is a guy, or is it Weil? I never remember.
Weil.
He's a mixed bag. He's an opportunist. He's a carnival barker. He does some good things, too. So it's not like I'm going to diss him all the way around because he says some good things, too. But I'm not going to trust the guy with my life. That's not a doctor I'm choosing to go to. So the article and the coverage here is about, are you taking too many medicines? Their first few minutes, they're talking about antibiotics. Overuse and abuse of antibiotics, using antibiotics improperly. Okay, that's not a news story. That's an old story. But okay, they're doing it on Fox News. Great job, guys. But it goes beyond that, and then they switch gears from the overuse of antibiotics, and then they get into the alternatives to antibiotics. Now, this is stunning, folks. This is on Fox News. This is not Carol Alt or me talking about what you're about to hear. What are alternatives to antibiotics? And again, this is Manny Alvarez and Dr. Andrew Weil talking on Fox News on his show there. Give a listen to this.
Let's talk about some natural, you know, you mentioned that there are alternatives to the not using antibiotics, let's say, for viral infections and things of these sorts. What kind of ideas can you give me in regards to
Well, first of all, there are methods that were in use before we had antibiotics.
Right.
There are methods of disinfection. For example, compounds like silver.
What?
Hold on. He did say silver, but this is Andrew Weil that's saying this. Now, he's an integrative doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, he's one of those guys that rides the fence, you know,
he's
kind of like, you know, just depends on which way the wind's blowing sometimes. But, you know, so I would not be surprised to hear Andrew Weil say silver. You know, I give him that much because, you know, he talks about that kind of stuff, right?
But Dr. Manny's got to be freaking out, right?
Oh, Riding no, he's it. Like, no, antibiotics.
Right. Well, let's see what Dr. Manny responds after the mention of silver, see where this goes. By the way, the first mention of silver, as far as I know, was me on the air with Carol Alt talking about a healthy you on Fox News years ago now. But let's see what Dr. Manny does in response to Dr. Weil.
I just hacked my head the other day, see, and I, you know, I was panicking, and my wife says, no, I have some silver ointment.
So very interesting. So that's an example of
And it healed perfectly.
Right.
So he's showing off this wound on his head that you can't even see. It's like he's making it up, just like I've been saying for years, and he uses silver topically. Dr. Manny Alvarez on Fox News.
Hey, look out your window. Look out your window. Do you see pigs flying in the sky?
You guys down there where are we? Where's hell? Anybody in hell? Is it frozen over? Crazy time.
Then they
talk about other things like for immune modulation. They bring up astragalus and Asian mushrooms. And, of course, you know, that's not taught in medical school. I wonder if it should be taught in medical school. What do you guys think?
And I think that it should be part of medical school education.
Absolutely.
It should be definitely part of medical school education.
What?
What?
Of course, it's not going to be part of medical school education, Dr. Weil and Dr. Manny, because...
Not Dr. Manny.
That was Dr. Manny. He says it should be taught. Herbs should be taught.
It should not be Dr. Manny Alvarez. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It really is. And the fact of the matter is they know nothing about the Flexner Report of 1910 as to the reason why it's not in medical school and hasn't been in medical school for over 100 years. Doofuses. You don't know why. And then they get into there's too many drugs for old people. Too many drugs for old people. How many times have we been saying that over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? How many drugs is too many, Dr. Weil?
We know that if a person is on five or more medications, the chances of a adverse interaction between two different drugs is very great.
Right.
This is a real concern. I think old people are on too many medications.
And plus their physiology changes.
They become more sensitive. Right.
Their kidney filtration rate is not the same.
Absolutely.
They're not metabolizing and they can get toxic.
They can get toxic. Dr. Manny says they get toxic. That's not right, because that's what skeptics say we're all quackeries about when we say people get toxic.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Right. Finally, one last statement here, something I've been saying for years. If you're on many drugs, who should you talk to?
One thing that I advocate here is to use pharmacists more as a resource.
Right.
Because pharmacists are really trained to be experts in drug use.
Right.
Doctors don't take advantage of them. Patients don't take advantage
of them.
How many times have I said that, Super Don? Talk to your pharmacist about these drugs because the doctors don't know squat about them relative to how deep level the education is for pharmacists. When you're on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or more, you better damn ask your pharmacist or else you could end up dead of an opioid addiction. Or a destructive antibiotic accident. Yeah, there are people that are ending up in the hospital near dead from being on antibiotics with other drugs. And that's just a combination of two. I've got a story about that tomorrow. All right. We've lost James Bond after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. $1,000. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Breaking news. Can you keep up with it?
Does it affect you financially?
Yes, you can keep up if you have MarketVulture.com. MarketVulture levels the playing field by providing the same type of service that hedge funds, Wall Street traders, security firms, and government agencies use, but not for thousands of dollars. Try MarketVulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, guys, we got a crossfade coming here. There's a guy we want to honor, and it couldn't make it go. I'm going to try again here. Listen to this. There he is.
My name is Bob. James Bob.
Right, that's Roger Moore. You've probably heard of him. He played James Bond for longer than any other James Bond. I didn't realize that. And it was kind of the James Bond of my youth, because when I came of age to watch James Bond movies, Sean Connery had already come and gone, even though you could sort of watch the old stuff.
So you and I, and it's because we are pretty close in age.
Yeah.
That is the way it's always been for me. He was James Bond to me. When I first started watching James Bond movies, it was him. And it's funny, because when you get into conversations with people about who is the real James Bond, oh man, it can go on for hours depending on who it is that's in the room with you, because you literally get into a fist fight. Over the whole thing. Oh, Sean Connery was a real gem.
If you look back, though, Roger Moore, by the way, 89 years of age. He lived a nice long life, I think. And I think they said he had a short battle with cancer, which is, you know, certainly a lot better than one of those long ones where they're just brutalizing you. I don't know all the details, Sean Connery, yes, preceded him. George Lazenby was there once after. After Roger Moore, you had a number of others. Now, if you look back over the, you know, of course, we have a fondness for Roger Moore because that was our James Bond as a kid, right? But if you look at all of them, definitely there are distinctions. But I tell you what Roger Moore brought to the role, just this lightness and silliness, you know, this touch to it to realize, it's sort of a comic book hero kind of guy. It wasn't all real. And then, of course, after that, they wanted to have more dangerous Bonds that you could take with more gravitas, so to speak. But there were some fun Bond movies. And, of course, Live and Let Die. Was that the one with my girlfriend in it? What was her name? Jane Seymour. Remember her?
Your girlfriend?
Isn't Jane Seymour my girlfriend from England? I've had her on the show. She's practically my girlfriend.
I know she was your girlfriend.
Yeah, Jane Seymour, come on.
God, well, listen,
her sister's a homeopath, but anyway.
You had Timothy Dalton,
mm-hmm.
which I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yes.
Then you had Pierce Brosnan, which I liked him too.
Brosnan was like a Roger Moore in a sense because he had that
kind of,
very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And now you've got Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, the current guy. So, Roger Moore, just whatever. It was just because of my age, that was the guy who was James Bond. I liked the movies. I kind of lost interest in them, though. You know, I don't know if you've kept up with them and watched them as they've come out.
Yeah, and it's not the same thing, I agree, you know, from our childhood. But like I said, to acknowledge Roger Moore and his role, he was the Saint prior to that. I think I remember he was in one of the Cannonball Run movies with Burt Reynolds and the crew, right?
He was.
And he did a lot of good work. I'm just thinking back, the guy has quite a history in the theater and movies and things like that.
And, we should be addressing him correctly. He was Sir
Roger Moore. That's right. Yes. He was. Does that mean he was knighted by the
Queen?
He
was knighted by Queen Elizabeth the mm-hmm. II, 2003.
Wow, pretty impressive.
And she did that for his in honor of his services for charity. He actually was I think UNICEF, if I'm not mistaken, was his big thing that he was promoting.
Yes, exactly. Now the thing is about UNICEF, as we said, not a big fan because of their abject promotion, without question, on vaccines everywhere in these areas of the world that need sanitation, sewage, hygiene, etc. I'm not going to take anything away from Roger Moore for the good work that he's done, though, in that regard. Seemed like a nice fellow, and at 89, lived a long, rich life. And, salute him on the way out. Maybe he's parachuting somewhere with the Union Jack up above him. I don't know if that was one of the things.
With a pen in his pocket that doubles as a laser. Yes.
Right. But I think there was one. It was The Spy Who Loved Me. He's, you know, the opening scene where he skied off the edge of a mountain. And you're like, oh, my gosh. And then the parachute opened up, and it was the Union Jack, one of the great opening scenes of the James Bond movies. So
quite the womanizer too in those movies, right?
Yes, right. Now definitely, it would. How would you say in this era of Donald Trump, where people get upset? I don't know how anybody could watch a James Bond movie and not cringe. The snowflakes that can't handle the battle of the sexes, so to speak. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing to go. We've just Super D and RSB reminiscing a bit about Roger Moore as we go to break. After the news, we got a whole lot more. We got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. We're going to take the vaccine narrative back. We've got prescriptions for vegetables. We've got, oh my gosh, would Jesus be allowed to cure cancer in America? That's a big question. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.